Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today is Wednesday, so we're looking today at how the Bible's thinking about structures for rest challenges and transforms our thinking. We've talked a lot about rest for the last few weeks. This is actually the last week of our series on work and rest. And it all might sound well and good to you, but you might think, well, what am I actually supposed to do? How am I actually supposed to rest? When we've been working so hard, sometimes it's hard to remember what rest can look like. One author, Tim Keller, whose work we've depended on pretty heavily in preparing this series, recommends there are two main categories of rest that we want to consider. The first one is true rest, where there's just no exertion at all in your life. That's when you just kick up your feet, sit in a hammock, and sleep, or just watch the clouds move by. This is when you really just stop working. You just do nothing. That is one important kind of work. We need our sleep, we need our rest, we need the time to just shut our brains off and just do nothing. Now, for some people, that sounds terrible. I think we do all need it to a degree, but it's not the only kind of rest. There is another kind of rest that some people are better at and that some people are not, but we do need both. So we need the rest where you do absolutely nothing, but we also need a complementary kind of rest. Pastor and author Tim Keller calls it the avocational rest, which is a strange term for it, but basically rest that isn't your work. That's when you're resting by doing a form of work that actually isn't your normal work, that isn't your vocation. For example, if you work in a bank, then volunteering to help launch our church could well be a form of rest for you. It might be a lot of fun, it might be really different, an exercise a different part of your brain than you're used to using. However, for me, working in a church, helping start a new church, that's not rest. That is my work. But volunteering to help do the accounting for a small nonprofit, that could be rest for me, because that's not what I do normally. I don't normally deal with accounting. If you're a landscaper, then cutting the grass at home isn't really rest, it's work. But for somebody else with a different line of work, cutting the grass might be very therapeutic, might be one time you get a chance to really think and tune out. So what do you do in time like that? How do you rest? Could be those two main categories of work, but let's think a little bit about the second one, avocational work. What can happen during that time? Well, you can spend some of that time in sort of a contemplative mode. Like I said, with cutting the grass, it can sometimes give you time to think and reflect and look back at what's happened and look forward and think about the big picture of life. Sometimes the big questions of life, the kind of things we deal with in our Christianity 101 course, are things we don't think about every day. They're the kinds of things we think about when we have some time to rest, when we can lean back, look at the clouds and say, I wonder who made those. I wonder why I'm here. I wonder what I'm supposed to do with my life. These are questions we need time to contemplate. We need rest to contemplate. Rest time can also be recreational. It can be a game of soccer, going rock climbing, just reading a book for fun. It can just be recreation. Rest can also be aesthetic time. It can be time spent watching a movie, enjoying an art gallery, spending time looking at nature, just enjoying beauty and the things that God has created and appreciating them. Your approach to rest is really going to have a lot to do with your personality and also with your vocation. Matters what you do and who you are. For me, rest looks like getting outdoors and enjoying nature. I love to go hiking or mountain climbing or mountain biking. Love to go camping. That looks like rest to me. For somebody else, that might be the worst punishment possible. That might look like a lot of work. It is work. It does take work to do those things. But for me, it exercises muscles and it exercises parts of my brain that aren't used standing in front of a camera and talking to you. I need to balance my life and make sure that my rest complements my work. You might want to consider the same. What kind of rest complements your work? And that is our question for you today. Make a list of your favorite way to find rest in each of these categories. First of all, what it looks like for you to just do nothing. What helps you completely switch off? Then, what helps you spend time in contemplation, just thinking about big questions of life? Thirdly, what helps you spend rest time with recreation? What just looks like fun? And finally, aesthetics. Where do you find beauty? How can you just appreciate God's created world or what human beings have created out of it? Then put down which of these you're going to plan to do next and actually make a plan to do it. Well, here we are just back in September now, and so our coffee hours have just resumed. So this Wednesday night, tonight, I hope you'll join me for coffee in the Starbucks inside Chapters in Ajax, Ontario, just east of Toronto. I'm there to answer questions, meet people who are members of our community who I haven't met yet, and share with you a little bit about our vision for a community that doesn't meet just online, but where we also have great events in person, sometimes just for fun and recreation, and sometimes to think about the bigger questions of life. Some examples would be our Christianity 101 course that starts in just a couple weeks, or we're going to be having a fun event in just a few weeks as well. Check our website or app to find out more about what's happening when, and I hope I'll see you there. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.